I'm John Idstey in Washington. It's not just the U.S. economy that's experiencing a dramatic economic downturn. Much of the rest of the world is doing even worse. In fact, says Wells Fargo economist Sung Won Son, a number of countries are already in recession.
Our neighbor, Mexico, has been in a recession for a while. Korea, Taiwan, and many Asian countries are suffering. Japan has been in and out of an economic recession for the last 10 years, and they are back in again.
And it's not just East Asia and Latin America. Earlier this year, European Central Bank officials thought the European Union might not be hurt by the global slowdown, but Europe's dependence on exports cut into its growth rate, and its central bank was slow to cut interest rates. As a result, Sohn believes Germany, the European Union's largest economy, will soon fall into recession. The IMF defines a global recession as anything less than an annual growth rate of 2.5%. Sohn predicts world growth this year will be just under that, so he believes under the IMF's definition, the world economy is already experiencing a recession. Sohn says the current worldwide downturn has much to do with the web of trade and financial market links that mark the modern global economy. That's meant that all the major economies are slowing down together. David Hale, chief global economist at Zurich Financial Services, says the current slowdown can be traced to the bust in the U.S. telecom, computer, and internet industries.
For East Asia, it's been catastrophic. The economies of Singapore, Korea, Taiwan, Malaysia depend overwhelmingly on the export of electronics goods, semiconductor chips, computer parts to North America. In Singapore, where I was last week, the economy is so depressed, home sales have fallen by 50% over the last 12 months. Retail sales are very depressed. The whole place is awash in pessimism.
In the past, these Southeast Asian economies might have continued to grow by exporting to Japan, the world's second largest economy. But after suffering recession and slow growth for a decade, the current Japanese government has decided it must endure tough economic medicine to regain long-term health, says economist Sung Won Son.
In the long run, hopefully, this would be good for Japan, but in the short run, this will not only put Japan into a deeper recession, but also it will drag the rest of the world down.
One bright spot in Asia is China, which is still growing rapidly, but it's not a big importer, so it's not much help to other countries. The irony for Americans faced with rising job losses and growing pessimism is that the world is almost entirely dependent on the U.S. to be the locomotive for a global rebound, according to David Hale.
It's right now hard to find anybody else able to play that role. The fact is, you don't have the same potential for economic dynamism in Western Europe. Those economies still suffer from burdensome levels of taxation and regulation. Japan is going through the most profound restructuring since the Second World War, maybe since the Meiji Restoration in the middle of the 19th century. There's no way Japan can be a growth locomotive again for at least 3 or 4 years. The emerging market countries should be a growth locomotive because they have tremendous pent-up demand for a wide range of goods and services, but their problem is they have a hard time attracting money right now.
That's because investors are shy of putting their money in emerging economies, partly because of the current threat of default in Argentina, and partly because the memory of the Asian financial crisis is still fresh. Many economists believe that lower U.S. interest rates and the effect of tax rebates will help the U.S. return to stronger growth late this year or early next year. But the recovery could be painfully slow for countries whose economies are heavily dependent on exports to the United States. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.